First of all, I got to Kansas, with all they've been going through, to battle like they did. I was very, very impressed. And they really, really battled. And that says an awful lot about Mark and certainly his football team and all they've been going through. So that being said, it's hard to win. It's hard to win. Told our guys at halftime this week, told them at halftime last week. It's very difficult to win. And, a lot of things happened out there. A lot of plays happened. And, my team found a way to win the game at the end. And I'm, proud of them. I mean, proud is not even the proper word. A lot of stuff happened out there. We had a lot of penalties, which I was really disappointed in. I just cringe when we're out there doing things to ourselves and get caught up in the emotion. But anyway, we had to battle through all that stuff. And sometimes they're going to happen, and you have to battle through it. So anyway, proud of our football team. You can ask me about individuals. There's a lot of things. Grant Russell, we work on every Thursday, we work on game-winning kicks since I've been a head coach. I did that with Don James, and we do them sometimes counting down 15, 14, 13 comes in. We kick it. We did it every Thursday. We always put him through that. And did not surprise me at all. Thought we probably might have been able to run it in. But, we just wanted to use the clock up, get the seconds down. And he kicked it right through. Good snap, good hold, and it was wow.
Gary, can you explain the thought process of punting the ball away with 3 minutes left? And obviously, it worked.
Yeah, out. I didn't think there was anything wrong with that. I mean, they could have run and kept the ball and never got back. It was the right thing to do. So I felt it was the right thing to do. So I heard that afterwards. I thought everybody thought it was a great decision. I thought they were cheering for me. I guess it was. It's a KU fan, so.
Let me ask that another way.
What's that?
We're live on Channel 9 right now, and just wanted to know, was this as much of an emotional roller coaster for the coaching staff and the players as it was for every fan and all of us?
Well, it certainly is for everybody. I think when you're in it, you're in the moment. I just try to stay focused, and just try to make good decisions out there as best I can. And you kind of lock in so much, you don't even let yourself out. And I'm kind of so numb to it, but I was real jumping around with the football team, so excited about that. And there's a lot of good things happen.
On the kick, when the decision to punt, at what you said you thought it was the right thing to do, but nobody else seemed to think so. Did you feel exposed?
I just did what I thought was right. I don't remember. I do what I think is the right thing to do, and sometimes the right thing doesn't work. But they threw the ball three times, and certainly the safety was huge. I don't know who made the safety. I don't know how it happened. Coulter, and he came, and everybody's just competing in there. You talk about making a play, and then our kickoff return, kickoff after safety, we got the ball. Carl got the ball to midfield, and as I recall, Derek Washington, we did a couple things there, and Derek Washington broke that one out there. When we get the 30-yard line, inside the 30, we feel okay. Obviously, we get it closer. If you'd missed the field goal, then people would have said, "Well, I didn't try to score." Probably could have scored, maybe. But I just, we work on that all the time, and I trusted him and the snapper and the holder and the TAT field goal team. We put it through.
Can you explain that's an instinct thing, though. I mean, as a coach, that's an instinct thing for you. Your defense had not stopped. I mean, they had two 98-yard drives. What was the instinct that made you feel like that was the right play? Because
I just thought of field position. I felt, we were punting the ball good. We got the ball at the 2-yard line, the 1-yard line, the 4-yard line. The other two times, you'll probably remind me, it didn't work out real well. One was a field goal, one was a touchdown, I believe. And I just felt we were punting well, and I just felt it was all about field position. And, you just trust the guys, they're going to go out, and they're going to do it, and you don't give up on them. But to me, I had no idea this was a big deal. And I'm sure glad we won a game. But, I go for fourth and one, I make it. We did that. A week ago in our Iowa State game, with three down, we're ahead by three, and we make it. And that you look at the odds, you look at your experiences, and that's what I did. And if they'd have scored, I'd have said that was the right thing to do, and you'd have disagreed. And that's okay.
Russell, you said you have guys yelling at him.
Yeah.
At various times. Yeah. How does that go
And it's a little bit of the Tiger Woods deal a little bit. You know, the more I see it, the more we probably should have done a long, long time ago. What we'll do is we'll also pull him out because he was a young kicker, and we do it all the time now. In our team periods, like 16 periods on Tuesdays and Wednesday, three of those periods we'll pull him out, and guys will be throwing towels at him, jumping up and down. You know, the old Tiger Woods thing, you know, being able to focus and be mentally tough and all those other things. And kind of we were doing the same thing. You know, he's obviously, you know, he's a heck of a player. You know, probably be a wise idea to put him on scholarship, wouldn't it?
Coach, is this one of the best rivalry games you've had with Kansas?
You know, I'm kind of numbed right now. I'm kind of just, you know, you do so much to control your emotions. I got upset in that one call we had in De Niro. But you try to lock in so when all the things are going off, the players see at least that, you know we're okay. You know, we'll just kind of keep grinding away, see it'll work. But it will, you know, I think it'll go down as a great win, no question about it. With the second left, they played a great game. We played a great game. I know how much this means to our fans. I know. Trust me, I know. It's, you know, I mean, it's so personal. It's unreal. So I'm real happy for all our fans out there, too, because, you know, this is a big, big deal.
Gary, speaking of unreal, just Denario's third quarter in particular, I think he had 180 yards in the quarter, and I know quite a difference maker.
Well, he just is. He's a great player, you know, and he did some great things. And I don't know what to say about him. You know, I'm so proud of him. You know, our seniors, I think, have won 3 out of 4 games against Kansas, which that hasn't been done since I've been here. And that's trying to create, you know, ratchet up our program a little bit. Denario makes plays. That's what he does. And we had some other guys out there, you know, Jarrell Jackson, you know, made some big, big plays. You know, we had certainly had some, you know, Derek Washington made some big plays. Our quarterback, you know, fourth quarter drive to win the game, that's, he notches that up. That's part of him. He was out there. That was his drive. He played a great game for the first time in this atmosphere. He did a lot of good things. So, a lot of stuff.
Gary, how big a difference to you is between a 7-5 record and an 8-4 record right now?
Well, first, number one, the most important thing is your arrival game. I mean, that's a cloud that just, I mean, after last year, just you know, every day it's there. You know, it is. So you're smiling, but you're really not. So that's number one. But number two, it's huge. It's mammoth. Because now we got a chance to – we won 3 in a row, I think 4 of our last 5. I don't know what bowl we're going to go to or who we're going to play, but if we win that one, then we'll win 9 games. And all of a sudden we have this disaster season that went down, and then we'll be the top 10 winning seasons in Mizzou history. And we talked about that, you know, when we were going through all the adversity, about getting a streak going. And obviously we went sideways a little bit with the Baylor game. And but I talked to players all the time about that, about, you know, the responsibility that goes with building a program and taking it personal so you can pass it on to the next class. I don't know, it's huge. I mean, it's huge.
Coach, it's easy to overlook special teams. Talk about the offense did this, the defense did this. Between some long returns, killing those punts inside the 5, which happened 3 or 4 different times, and then obviously the play at the end, just overall your special
teams. There's so many plays out there. You know, Jake Harry obviously had I don't know what his numbers are, but, I mean, just bottom line, field position was huge. Our kickoff was better, okay? It was better, and we changed kickers. That helps a little bit, but we still struggled a little bit. Our kickoff return gave us good field position all day today. And our goal, as we went through it, and we hadn't hit our goal last Sunday, I told our kickoff returning, I don't care about what's happened all year. I just want to get 15 yards per return for our offense. I just want to give them a 1.5 every time we put them on the field. And I don't know if we did that, but we probably got close to doing that. And that was also critical in that the punt after the safety. I mean, that was huge. She got the ball at the 50-yard line. I thought special teams and Grant, you know, there was a lot of good things out there. And it was a battle. It was just a war.
Gary, when you did decide to punt, was someone in your ear saying, you know, if they run it 3 times, we do stop them, how much time we might have left at that point?
Yeah, well, we had 1 timeout. You know, we used 2 timeouts we shouldn't have used. I mean, I'm just telling you, we should not use it. I mean, we had to, but those are breakdowns. That's my fault. I mean, you got to have those 3 timeouts so you're in that situation, you can use it to stop the clock. And fortunate for us, you know, I thought they'd probably run it. I didn't know what they were going to do, but, you know, they have such great confidence. Their quarterback, and I think he's a heck of a player. I got a chance to see him afterwards, and gradually he's just a great competitor. And I just thought that, you know, I thought they might run it 3 times in a row.
But how much time did you?
We have to use one timeout. Well, it didn't matter. All we had to do is get two. You know, if you get the kick, if you get it, if they punt it, we're probably going to have decent field position. You got to throw one or two completions, spike the ball, and have a chance in the 30-yard. Our range, he's made it when the ball's on the 35 before. We wouldn't want to have done that. I just thought if we could somehow get the ball back at midfield, that's all I wanted to do. I didn't know we'd have 2 minutes and 50 seconds or 2 minutes and 40-some seconds. And we were fortunate that worked out that way.
Coach, you talk about Denarius' third quarter. What was the difference? He had 30 yards in the first half, and then all of a sudden you come out after a wonderful halftime jog, and he has 100.
Yeah, well, that's not true. Okay, that's not true. That's not true. I think what we do is you just try to get the ball in his hands as many times as we can. We had him open a couple times. We missed him. Blaine overthrew him a couple times. We connect on two of those, and we get 60 yards, 50, 60 yards each shot. So, just keep digging. You keep grinding. I mean, it's not – they do a lot of good things on defense. So, I don't think there was these major adjustments. He just went back, and he made some plays. We get that bubble screen, and he's just really good with that. And they blitz us the one time and hit him on a post, and that's, one-on-one coverage, which is good. And the one time we're backed up in the 4-yard line, which we got a field goal for, when he pumped him and got him down the sideline, he had single coverage at that particular time. We're just fortunate that it kind of worked out that way, we called good plays and everything also.
Coach, I know you have the utmost respect for the Jordan Shipleys and the Freddie Barneses of the world, but is it time to petition the Biletnikoff Award?
I don't know how the procedure, you've got to live in a cave to not realize how good this guy is. And it's every week. It's every single week. It's not like he goes out and, he has a good game, then an average game, then a good game, an average game. The guy can make plays. And he's very comparable to the guy we had a year ago who played for the Eagles. And I have no trouble putting him in the same sentence. And why? I don't know. I don't know. I think the Heisman is one award that really fluctuates during the season. And for some reason, that the Biletnikoff doesn't. And, so you guys can email him if you want to.
How about watching him and Briscoe go back and forth?
Briscoe's a great player. Meyer's a great player. Todd's a great player. I mean, those guys, I'm tired of seeing them. and I got to see them afterwards, and I know they felt awful. You lose a game that close, and they've been through so many tough weeks of almost winning. But I have a great respect for those guys. It was just a battle.
Let's go one more.
Coach, since everybody's done, how'd you like the way those unis looked out there? And then,
hey, you know what? They worked. They worked. So I was very honored this summer. I was in summer, maybe it was late spring when Nike called us and told us the teams that they were going to, from a program standpoint, I felt real honored they would do that. And my next question, obviously I want to know who the teams were, all of them. And the other one, I want to know what the uniform is going to look like. It's a one-time shot. We all know the history of why we did it. The players will keep the jerseys like a bowl game. Wow, will they remember those uniforms in this football game. Thank you. Thanks.